listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. Authorities continue to look for a missing radioactive capsule which could be anywhere in WA. It went missing from a truck travelling on a 14k stretch of ride from Newman to Perth. Dr. Andrew Robertson says it's important to stay at least 5 metres away from it, as it could lead to the following.
It could be cancer if you got enough of a dose. You know, in mind you, that is a longer term risk. Mm-hmm. If you had it, for example, in a pocket, you could get redness and burns of the skin.
The condition of a man is not yet known after an incident at Lights Beach in Denmark. He was flown to Fiona Stanley Hospital as a priority one after he was caught in a rip at the weekend. Bystanders conducted CPR on him before emergency services arrived. Fireys begin the mopping up process of a blaze in Albany. It sparked up yesterday morning in Cronkup and has currently burnt through 4 hectares. It's currently sitting at advice level. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. We're urged to be cautious if we're heading to the beach in the southwest or Great Southern. A partial outage in the shark monitoring network means some receivers are offline, including in Smith's Beach, Left Handers and Ellen Cove. Report sightings to Water Police. We could have a new Liberal leader by the end of the day. A special party room meeting will take place this morning with member for VAS Libby Metam challenging David Honey for the top job. The WA Nationals are also set to vote for a new leader this week following Mia Davies' shock resignation. In local sport, a big weekend in Albany Air cricket. The Royals defeated Mount Barker in an all-nighter clash, the side winning the toss and electing to bat first, setting a target too hard to beat, making 6 for 223, smashing their opponents by 120 runs, while many peaks suffered a loss at the hands of the Railways. Get free breaking news about our community, download the Listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.